From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. NATO leaders meeting in Brussels turned their attention Thursday to conflicts in Afghanistan and Ukraine. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the military alliance backs both Georgia and Ukraine. Two NATO member hopefuls and affirmed Georgia's intention to join.
Georgia will become a member of NATO. Allied leaders reaffirmed this yesterday, and we will continue to work with you to prepare for membership.
Wednesday, the NATO summit was largely about President Donald Trump's complaints that America's NATO partners are not paying enough for their own defense.
Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer.
Mr. Trump tweeted Thursday allies should meet their obligations to meet a 2% threshold of gross domestic product for defense by 2024. He criticized Germany for a multi-billion dollar gas deal with Russia while underpaying for defense. Chancellor Angela Merkel responded that Germany has a right to make its own decisions. After the summit, Mr. Trump heads to the United Kingdom and then a one-on-one summit Monday with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The political opposition in Ivory Coast on Wednesday criticized the newly reformed government of President Alassane Ouattara as bloated following a dispute within the ruling coalition government over the selection of the coalition's 2020 presidential candidate. His cabinet has expanded from 34 to 41 ministers. Ugandan police used live ammunition and tear gas Wednesday to break up protests over due taxes, including a 200 shilling fee to gain access to social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Skype, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Wednesday in Moscow with Russian leader Putin to talk about Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said it's only natural for Israel to forge closer ties with the Kremlin on this issue.
And so Russia is being acknowledged clearly as the main power broker in Syria. Is the go-to country in terms of trying to settle this down. And Russia is playing the role the U.S. used to play, actually, in the region, in that it has relationships with parties to the conflict or potential conflict, in this case, the Syrian government, Iran, and Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu's visit coincided with the downing of a Syrian drone after entering Israeli airspace. Israel responded with strikes against three Syrian positions. China has expressed shock at the U.S. decision to add another $200 billion worth of Chinese products to be subject to 10% tariffs by the end of August over Chinese trade and economic policies. It vowed to take the matter to the World Trade Organization. Patrick Chovanec, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management in New York, said China can retaliate.
They can make it virtually impossible for any U.S. imports to enter the country, not just slap tariffs on them, but basically bar them. They can also crack down on companies that are American companies that are doing business in China and selling inside of China.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry described the tit-for-tat tariff war with the U.S. As a fight between unilateralism and multilateralism. The U.S. already has imposed tariffs on a variety of Chinese goods, totaling $50 billion. The lone surviving member of a German neo-Nazi group was sentenced to life in prison Wednesday for her role in the murders of 10 people, most of them migrants, last decade. Beate Schappe was also convicted of other crimes by a Munich court. The Czech parliament gave its backing to a new center-left minority government led by billionaire Andrej Babiš following a nine-month effort to achieve majority backing following elections in October. He had to strike a power-sharing deal with the communists, giving them a role in governing for the first time since the 1989 Velvet Revolution. British police said they spoke with 45-year-old Charlie Rowley for the first time since he and a partner were felled by the nerve agent Novichok June 30th in southern England. Dawn Sturgis died of the effects of the toxin Sunday, their poisoning occurring near where the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter fell ill in March. The World Cup final is set, France versus Croatia, after the latter defeated England Wednesday 2-1 in the last semifinal match in Russia.
We are a very small nation. We are a nation of 4 million people, and we are in the final of a championship, world championship. It's great. It's amazing.
The World Cup final to be played in Moscow Sunday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.